This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. In the midst of the pandemic and surging COVID-19 numbers, U.S. President Donald Trump is working to repair any damage done to his working relationship with Dr. Anthony Fauci, the U.S.'s top infectious disease doctor. This comes after the president's trade advisor wrote an opinion article on Fauci for the newspaper USA Today Wednesday. Peter Navarro said he found Fauci has been wrong about everything he has interacted with him on. President Trump stated Wednesday he has a good relationship with the doctor, adding as he left an event in the southern U.S. city of Atlanta, "We're all on the same team, and we want to get rid of this mess that China sent us." The president also tried to distance himself from Navarro's op-ed, saying his advisor made a statement that represented himself, and he shouldn't be doing that. The Australian government has announced a $1.4 billion package to counter the nation's rising unemployment rate. Prime Minister Scott Morrison saying Thursday $1 billion will go toward a current wage subsidy program that will pay half of all wages for apprentices employed by small businesses. The remaining $400 million will fund new courses for thousands of future workers setting out post-pandemic. The financial aid package is being introduced as Australia's official unemployment rate rose to 7.4%, or nearly 1 million people, the highest rate in 22 years. Australia has nearly 11,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 infections. Meanwhile, Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike said Thursday the city has recorded more than 280 new COVID-19 cases in a 24-hour period. That's the biggest one-day number for the Japanese capital. This is VOA News.